Good morning, everyone. My name is Livio Liberalesso. I serve the company as CFO. It's a pleasure to welcome you to this investor meeting presentation. Before to go briefly to the agenda, I would like to remember you that the presentation is recorded and it will be also available via webcast on the website, on the company website. The agenda, so a brief welcome speech of the chairman and founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, and then full year 15 result presentation. Then we will start a journey to see the evolution of Geox strategy, to see the pillars of the business model, and the management team will describe and will accompany us in this journey. I hope that my colleagues will be so fair to allow a coffee break after marketing presentation, Giovanni Peracin. So my recommendation is to be very, very short and very, very efficient. At the end, Q&A session, and then a light lunch. So I leave the floor to the chairman and founder of Geox, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato.
Buongiorno a tutti e volevo salutare inizialmente due persone che tutti voi conoscete e che da poco sono entrate come member of the board della Geox. Sono Duncan Niederauer, che è founder e CEO del NYSD di New York, e Roland Berger, fondatore della Roland Berger Associati. Ci vediamo dopo circa 2 anni e mezzo e sono stato contento di avervi qui così numerosi e desiderosi a conoscere quale sarà la Geox dei prossimi anni. Ho bisogno di fare una breve introduzione per chiarire ancora perché Geox è così diversa da tutte le altre aziende delle Brown Shoes e perché sono orgoglioso di continuare una storia che ha rappresentato e che rappresenterà ancora di più in futuro l'eccellenza italiana nel mondo. Di quanto Geox ha costruito in pochi anni si è parlato nel mondo intero. Grazie alla mia prima intuizione si è creato un brand mondiale presente in più di 100 paesi al mondo con una organizzazione pari a quella delle migliori aziende mondiali del settore. Quando un progetto parte da zero si deve costruire tutto, edifici, strutture, credibilità. Percorrendo la breve storia di Geox, è logico giustificare una ristrutturazione per rilanciare la società in un mondo che è cambiato e che ancora sta cambiando. E così, come saprete, 3 anni fa è stato deciso di far entrare in squadra nuovi manager, dotati di esperienza internazionale del settore. Geox, con molta determinazione, ha avviato questo processo ottenendo buoni risultati. L'altro obiettivo del processo di ristrutturazione consisteva nel far sapere al nostro consumatore che Geox non significa solo tecnologia, ma anche stile. Geox è nata come un concetto tecnologico, capace di risolvere il problema dell'igiene ai piedi, grazie alla traspirazione delle suole. Una vera e propria rivoluzione. Dopo anni, la nostra idea è tutt'altro che vecchia. Il 95% dell'umanità usa scarpe con la suola di gomma e solo noi possiamo utilizzare questa formula poiché la nostra tecnologia è protetta da brevetti. La Geox, inizialmente, si è sviluppata concentrandosi principalmente sulle scarpe da bambino e da uomo, utilizzando una comunicazione violenta ed efficace. Oggi, nella seconda fase dello sviluppo, Geox affronta una nuova sfida, quella di riuscire a soddisfare ancora più consumatori internazionali, adattando i nostri prodotti al clima e al gusto locale. è quella di attrarre il mondo femminile. La scarpa italiana vanta nel mondo il culto della qualità, derivante dallo stile italiano, quella che all'estero ci chiamano la poesia che noi sappiamo fare. Questo è quello che Geox propone in combinazione con le varie tecnologie che migliorano l'uso della scarpa e anche dell'abbigliamento. Ho detto varie tecnologie perché oltre alla suola di gomma abbiamo la suola di cuoio impermeabile. Abbiamo il progetto Amphibiox, che è una scarpa totalmente impermeabile anche nella tomaia. Abbiamo il progetto Nebula, che è una calzatura con il massimo comfort e respirazione. E infine la giacca che respira. Inoltre, più di 30 nuovi brevetti, tecnologie riguardanti materiali e sistemi di costruzione sono nel nostro cassetto da poter essere utilizzati. La nostra non sarà mai una moda estrema, ma viene definita urban style, cioè sono quei prodotti che ognuno di noi usa tutta la giornata. Tengo a precisare che anche nello stile vogliamo essere diversi dai prodotti presenti nel mercato, creando prodotti nostri come Nebula. Questo perché il nostro consumatore da noi si aspetta proprio questo. Vorrei fare una considerazione. Nel mondo delle calzature, fra i marchi delle calzature a livello mondiale, nella categoria delle brown shoes, poiché noi siamo gli unici a parlare di innovazione. Solo nel mondo sportivo si parla del futuro dell'innovazione, ma nelle brown shoes, vi ripeto, siamo gli unici e voglio precisare ancora una volta gli unici al mondo. I nostri competitori continuano a produrre scarpe come 20 anni fa. Loro non hanno capito che il mondo è cambiato e che sta ancora cambiando. Noi siamo nella strada giusta. Ogni anno noi investiamo il 2% del nostro fatturato nella ricerca. E proprio dalla ricerca arrivano i primi segnali, perché stiamo capendo che forse nel futuro la pelle non sarà più necessaria per costruire le scarpe e magari sarà sostituita dai materiali tessili. Qualcuno di voi potrà chiederci: ce la farete? Io dico di sì, perché abbiamo una squadra vincente che riqualifichiamo di continuo. Vi ricordavate qualcuno di voi quando parlavamo che all'interno della Geox all'inizio avevamo le scuole di formazione? In questa fase la formazione viene fatta ai noi manager da professionisti anglosassoni, per avere una preparazione al mercato maggiore. Le persone che sono state scelte per guidare Geox non solo sono tecnici di scarpe, ma anche visionari che continuamente investono per seguire i mercati internazionali e oggi voi li potete conoscere. Alla fine, io detengo tuttora con la finanziaria l'IRI il 71% del capitale di Geox. E sono preoccupato solo in parte della situazione caotica mondiale del commercio e della finanza. Da imprenditore mi sento eccitato per il raggiungimento dei prossimi obiettivi. Sono altresì convinto che la strada corretta del futuro della calzatura sia questa e che porterà grandi soddisfazioni a coloro che insieme a me hanno creduto e credono in Geox, a coloro che hanno investito nel capitale di rischio di questa straordinaria azienda, definita un gioiello dell'impresa italiana. Grazie.
Thank you, Mr. Polegato. So, related to the financial 2015 result, I would like just to add some colors to the numbers that we released yesterday evening, and maybe you have had the chance to analyze. It's important to start from fall-winter 15, like-for-like for performance, and from the current trading. Fall-winter started very positive, 7% in September, and then a brilliant 17% in October. Then, unexpected, just slightly positive in November and December, and January back to healthy growth at 8%. So the reality is that we experienced an unexpected slowdown in the performance in November and December. Q4 in any case is a positive, plus 4.8%, but still under our expectation, the red-pink zone. Why? Because the performance have been impacted by two non-company specific issues, very heavy. Paris, the tragic event really linked to the terrorism, and then a record warm weather in the European countries. Having this in mind, you can understand that the bridge between business plan expectation, between consensus, and between our expectation in November and the result we delivered, 62 million. The expectation was at 68, 70 million EBITDA. In 2015, we experienced some headwinds, the early termination of the China distribution agreement with an impact of 9 million on EBITDA, the macroeconomic turmoil in Ukraine, in the Middle East countries, and also some weakness in the retail environment in Hong Kong. However, all the other KPI, business KPI delivered a strong overperformance compared with the assumption of the business plan, both in the core markets and in the core product. So the business have been able to fully recover the headwinds. Unfortunately, late in the year, mid-November, December, the warm weather and the slowdown in the retail consumption delivered an impact of 6 million. That is what we are missing to match our expectation in November. This is the summary of what we are going very fast to see. I would like just to drive your attention to the last rows. Net result, 10 million, a solid net cash position of 21 million. So the board proposed an annual dividend of 6 euro cent per share. Back to dividend. Net sales, healthy growth, 6% to touch 874 million. The important thing is that in a couple of years, the company delivered a 120 million increase with an average growth of 7.7. Gross margin, very, very positive information, additional 260 gross margin expansion that coupled with the 240 of last year shows that the company has been able to deliver a huge 500 basis point increase in the two-year period. This gross margin drove also to profitability, EBITDA 62 million plus 45%, EBIT 25 million, 409 is not so meaningful because we started from 5 million, but in any case, it is fivefold the previous year. And this increase in the profitability, joined with a strong and efficient working capital management, allowed the company to deliver a strong cash flow generation that transformed net financial position into positive cash. Net sales by channel, wholesale is very healthy, plus 7%. Franchising is slightly down. This is due totally to the 100 conversion occurred last year. The performance is positive, 3.9% compared to last year. DOS, an healthy growth of 9.5% split into space effect, more than 5%, and the positive performance of the like-for-like, 4.2%. And if we look at the season-to-date, fall-winter season, it is positive, 5.4%. Dog shop network, close to 1,200. You can see negative net openings of 64 It's important to underline that 41 of these are just closure of small concession shopping shop that we had in an Italian mall as a consequence of the dismissal of the Total Look and of the kids wear. We have also closed 40 shops in China due to the early termination of the distribution agreement, and on the other side, in China, in Asia, we have opened shops according to the plan, 30 in China and 5 in Japan. Net sales by product, a huge performance of shoes, the core business of Geox, that with 63 million, that more than compensated the slowdown in apparel of 14 million. Why? The dismissal of kids wear, as already said, and adult Total Look. If we look at the core products, jackets, the like-for-like of the fall winter 15 collection is positive 14%. As a matter of fact, the huge potential of apparel is still there. The company has not yet exploited this potential because we are not able to focus on that. As you will see, strong performance in shoes means that the focus we put has been on shoes. Net sales by region, healthy growth spread all over the regions. Italy is up 3%, Europe up 4.6%, North America 13%, helped by positive translation currency effect, and the rest of the world up 13%. If we consider the turmoil in Hong Kong, Ukraine, and Greece, and the termination of the contract in China, excluding these countries, the rest of the world deliver a remarkable 17.7% increase. Summary income statement, very important, a 6% increase in sales, drove to 11% on gross profit, 45% in EBITDA, and 400 at EBIT level, so a very positive operating leverage. Gross profit is 450 million, 51.6% on sales, compared with 49, as already said. Selling and distribution are reducing the incidence on sales. G&A are increasing due to the new openings of Geox shops, due to the additional cost of the warehouse implied by the increased volumes, and also by the investment we made to fuel future growth. I mean the management team in the U.S. that will deliver the business plan, the U.S. business plan, the management team in Russia to increase the penetration in that country, and also some management at the headquarter level, development of franchising, web and online management, and also apparel, of course. EBIT 25 million and a net income adjusted of 12 million. Why adjusted? It's important to remember that late December, Italian government approved a law that will decrease the corporate income tax in Italy starting from 2017. From 27.5% to 24%. This is a positive news. However, there is a non-company specific, non-recurring, non-cash issue in 2015. All the Italian companies have been obliged to devaluate their tax assets they have recorded in the financial statements from 27.5% to 24%. So the net income, the reported net income is 10 million, but the performance net income of the company is 12. Summary balance sheet, healthy, strong performance of operating capital, and a net cash position of 21 million, no debt. The operating working capital performance is healthy. As a percentage of on sales, it decreased to 22%. You remember we announced at the beginning of the business plan 25 as the target for 2015 year end, we did a little bit better. This is due to we have solved the excessive inventory issues regarding 2014. In any case, you see that inventory is increased, but this is totally due to Spring-Summer 16 collection, so it's a fresh inventory, and this is just an issue to better match requests from the market and consequently deliveries with receivings. Being these fresh inventories, the increase has been totally covered by the increase in accounts payable. Receivable is growing 6.1%, exactly in line with the growth of the last 12-month sales. Consequently, receivable are under control and the customer's portfolio is healthy. You may remember that most of our receivable are insured. Financial highlights, I'm proud of this slide. You know, you see a huge operating cash flow, 85 million. We paid by cash 38 million of investment. The increase in investment of 5 million compared to last year is totally due to the rollout of the Serbian plant. And then it remains a free cash flow of 47 million. This strong cash flow generation turned net financial position into cash. Summary cash flow statement, you can better appreciate the dynamics in the cash flow and improved profitability. Fund from the operation, 38 million compared to 33, so nothing exceptional. The real important things is that the change in operating working capital that delivered 43 million of additional cash compared to last year. So operating cash flow 85, net capital expenditure 38, a free cash flow of 46.6 that totally covered the net financial position of prior year, 41 million, turning the cash into 4 million positive. In addition, we have still 16 million of positive value of our hedging contracts that will expire in 2016. This is the last slide. In order to better evaluate the performance of the group during this first phase of our, let's say, new equity story, it's important to underline wholesale growth, 9.4% total, like-for-like DOS growth, 12%, franchising performance, 9.8%, gross margin expansion, 500 basis points, back to profitability, efficiency in working capital management, 100 million operating cash flow over the 2 years, 75 million capex fully paid by cash, back to positive net financial position, increase in share price, and reinstituting annual dividends. So I would say mission accomplished regarding the turnaround. Now it's time to see the evolution of our project. The future should be focused on increase the profitability, enhance the profitability, deliver a sustainable growth, and deliver cash flow. So I leave the floor to Giorgio Presca, our CEO, to start the journey.
Bravo. Well, I'm Giorgio Presca, and I serve GIOX as a CEO. And thank you, Livio, for the outstanding presentation. I guess that what Livio showed to all of us are the real economics of the turnaround, showed us very solid results, both in terms of growth, in terms of healthy top line through the different kind of channel geographies, as well as how our company was able to turn this into a profitable business model that will allow us, of course, to be able to look at the future in a totally different manner than the past. This is basically the chart that I presented when we first did the first business plan, and I do believe that we really accomplished this turnaround in a very positive way. Livio already spoke and talked you through all of these things, but the reality is that we did this transition with some headwinds, like everybody else, that we managed through. We managed through properly, and the only thing that I would mention, like the key thing that, of course, has been impacting our result, has been China. Not because China is not a core market. It is a core market. For us, it is going to be one of the top markets in the future. We are succeeding there, but because we had to change the partner for many reasons. Reality is that today, and Mauro Malta, that is the APAC vice president, will talk you through that. We have now two strategic alliances in place with YY and Good Baby, super specialist, public company in adult shoe distribution, fantastic, and Good Baby, that is a super specialist for the kids distribution, the only one listed, will be listed in Hong Kong soon. So the reality is that a problem turned into a real opportunity for the future. It's just a matter of shifting the time, but the reality is that now we have a strategic alliance very strong. I will not talk you through all the other things. Of course, all these factors are named by every company in this business. So this was the title, the last and the past strategic cycle. We did it. It has been works. Today, Geox is a totally different company than 2 years ago. We have an organization that is able to deliver outstanding results, to turn every specific challenge into a positive things and turn this both into novel as well into profitability. We achieved a lot. We faced, of course, problems, as in every kind of turnaround, unforeseen challenges. But again, we deliver everything, and the organization in place is delivering more and more about that. Key point about it is that the world has changed, and we need to adapt our business model to be successful for the future as much as it has been super successful over the past 2 years. So we need really to evolve to the next step. As Livio showed you the financial result, I do think there is a key thing that I want to explain. Several times, turnaround gets done at the expense of future organization and brand success. That's this reality. You need to cut costs. You need to be able to drive P&L results quickly. You need to do things in a way that the shareholder will appreciate, but probably several times you just don't go on a proper path on developing the brand. Now, we try to do something different, and I want to show you some of the results. Let's start from our core European market. Our brand has never been as healthy and as rich as it is. In terms of awareness, we are 90-plus on all the core European markets. In terms of market share, we are either stable or increasing market share in every specific European market with a fancy note, because Mr. Polegato said that we want to appeal to women. Well, as of this year, Geox is the number one market share company for women in Italy, by far. This is an important thing. Let me explain you that. This is a research that I've been using in many other companies. It's the Brand Asset Valuator by Young & Rubicam, the most extensive brand equity study done on a worldwide basis. It's used from government, from brands, from the others. It tells you really which is the position in terms of brand equity, so how relevant, strong and relevant your brand is in the different markets. We have top brand equity result in every specific core markets. This is very interesting. If you look at this chart, in reality you have the brand strength on an axis that tells you how strong a brand is. That means how different the reason why a brand exists, how different you are, and how relevant your difference is for the consumer. First thing, healthy brand have top score there. Then you have the stature that tells you basically how known your brand is, how big it is. If you look to this chart, on the left side you will find the women, very generic, but you will see that the flags represent, of course, the countries. I won't tell you which ones, but that's pretty clear. We are either in a fast-growing potential area or in a leadership position. We are there on female, on men, that is the right side, as well as on kids. So our brand health, in terms of brand equity, perception of the brand is outstanding today. There is there another analysis I did present the last time that is about the image profile that the consumer attributes, of course, to the brand. It's done basically two parts. The first part tells you which are the shoe purchase key criteria for the consumer and how a company scores against them. We have top scores on comfort, quality, well enduring. They are the first one, more functional, but they're really what the consumer is listing as the key factor when purchasing a shoe. But more interesting than that, this analysis provides us a list of which are the key differentiators. So where the company is considered to be unique and stronger than anybody else on the market. For the adult, out of what is the historical personality, Geox has always been rated, if you remember, you cannot remember, the last time when we did, of course, the business plan, we started from that. We started trying to understand what is really good about Geox, and it was that it was innovative, reliable, rational, pragmatic, family brand, healthy, and international. After 2 years, the same research provided us with those assets, but on top of that, we find that consumers say Geox is worth more. Socially responsible, dynamic, you can feel you can do more, high-performance product and well-fitting. Now, let's face reality. These are key aspects of contemporary brands and high-performance brand that we never experienced before and that after 2 years, the consumer is telling us. Other very interesting thing is if we go on, because otherwise it doesn't change. That's right. Okay, same approach for kids. We basically do the same thing, of course, in a totally different way with focus groups, same kind of company doing that over the past 10, 15 years in Geox. That has been the most radical brand transformation I ever experienced in my entire life. In 2008, the company was very strong, was considered, in particular by mom and kids anyway, the shoe they breathe and comfortable. But was a little bit, the kids were telling us, well, but it's serious, it's for adults, few colors, a little bit boring, not cool. And that's the problem we face because Nike is cool. Converse was cool. We are not. After 2 years, the result went all the way around. And we are fun, we are brand for all, we are color, it's famous, we are classic and cool, we are feeling good. We are one of the coolest brands on the market for kids. And this is really impressive in terms of consumer perception because we couldn't really expect to have this kind of transformation. Another indicator of how the brand health is moving is about loyal consumer. Okay? Loyal consumer nowadays is one of the most difficult things to really reach because of the e-commerce activities. E-commerce is so strong. We keep players like the Amazon, the Zalando, all the others. They do basically throw promotion and opportunities for consumer every day, incredible one. So for brands now, it's more and more difficult to get loyalty to their brand through their channels because, of course, the competition comes from outside. Well, we have the benefit is our loyalty program in Europe, and I just want to tell you that we are in a different position. We are building an amazing loyalty base. Our loyal consumer base moved from 1.4 million to 2.9 million. We talk about basically five countries in Europe, doubled. The turnover that has been done by these consumers through our loyalty program did represent in 2013 27%, do represent today 41%. What does it mean? It means that what we do in terms of loyalty activities through our consumer is converting sales the day after. When we do a CRM campaign, 50% of the turnover of our store is done through our loyal consumer. On top of that, look at the retention, so the repetitive purchase that the consumer does, from 22 to 35%. So, amazing thing. We defined that we want to be digital, and we started, we announced it at the time, is where the world is going. Our brand will be there. What happened? We have been increasing our social community in an incredible way. We have been increasing the subscriber benefit, and our unique visitor in our .com has been rising like hell. Of course, the bars are not representing the real number. The real number is much higher than what it is. In terms of social activities, we have been investing a lot in all the different platforms, the new platform. Currently, we are experiencing an amazing engagement. Now, the key parameter to look at how a company is performing on social is engagement. It's not just the click or whatever. It is when you go on your Facebook, is I like, I share, or I comment. That is the engagement. That is what you have to be able to catch the attention in 1 millisecond and being able to turn into something that is the relation with the brand. We are increasing 26% year on year on Facebook. We are far above the average of the fashion industry. And the click-through, meaning when somebody clicks on Facebook, then wants to run into our website, has been increasing 32%. That means, again, that the investment in terms of marketing we're doing on social are converting into our e-commerce. So this was about the core market. Let's have a look at the key market for us, that is China. The company has been investing over the past 3 years in a massive way. As you remember, and you can appreciate, Geox has been buying back the distribution in Shanghai, Beijing, and develop a sound number of direct operating stores, and invest in terms of marketing with the local celebrity in order to revamp the appeal of the brand in a proper manner. So even in China, now the qualitative results show us that in terms of brand perception, we are recognized as breathability, uniqueness, and trustfulness that is perfectly in line with our core values, as well as our brand awareness in total China is increasing from 32% to 42%. That still is not the 90% we have in the core European country, but is a very nice trend to look at. So as a summary, we had great numbers in financial turnaround. We have an healthy growing brand in all the core markets as well as in the potential markets. We have a much richer brand personality that set us in a position where we can do much more than what we could do before. And I think that you experienced some of what I'm telling you just entering the store today. We have a growing consumer loyalty based, and our digital-centric strategy is delivering continuous increase in engaged audience. So the new strategic cycle, on top of continuing the improvement of what we have done in the past, we'll have to address what? We want to take Geox to be a world-class brand, recognized in the world for what it stands for in an amazing way, as well as we want to add agility and flexibility to our business model, because nowadays, the impact of the internet, the economic crisis, whatever it is, they are all opportunities in reality that we need to understand how to catch in a proper manner. So this is what I'm going to talk to you about. Let's start from the brand. This is what Geox stands for, the shoe that breathes. We have been going in terms of positioning and understanding which were the key traits of this brand, how to position it, how to evolve. We have been listening to consumers talking to us about well-being, talking to us about being more contemporary, talking to us about the rest. So this is at the heart of what we are and will be always be. But what the company of the past 2 years has been investing on in terms of R&D, in terms of marketing and the rest is something more. We want to enhance everyday quality of life through our products and the way we do operate. We are to deliver state-of-the-art, breathable well-being, high-performing shoes and jackets designed with a distinctive Italian contemporary style. It's much more than what it was. It's what is currently happening. It's what we are currently doing. We are going to bring breathe to a next level in terms of well-being. We are going to be sustainable. We are going to use design as one of the maximum investments to make our product and our communication and our store more and more appealing, underlining our Italian heritage. So the company wants to be the bridge, basically, between what is usually fashion or style and the performance. We are not a performance brand, a sports brand that enters into fashion. We are much more, of course, an innovative brand used for everyday products that is going to melt the two aspects, with a strong investment in R&D, and you will appreciate it sooner, as well as in the aesthetic. This is our position. We do believe we can own this because we don't start from a place going to another. We were born there. And all the investment we are doing are there. So we want to move from a functional benefit brand to a to a high confidence brand that represents the daily luxury treat that everybody can afford and that will enhance their everyday life. High confidence, we are a high confidence brand, always been. We are better and better at that. Daily luxury trade, yes, affordable. Affordable. We want to represent something special for every single consumer we are working with, we're living with, and enhancement, because this is what all the R&D is working on. And you will see that with Cesare and Emanuele afterwards, what it really means in a product. Key pillars of our strategy to get there. First one, continuing consumer-relevant, disruptive, innovative product stories. Second one, make Italian contemporary design a part of the design of our product, of our communication, of our store, of everything we're going to do, on and offline. That's the expression of the brand. Uncompromised sustainable quality. We do believe in sustainability. We did a lot, and I will show you it in a minute. Seamless digital aspirational user journey. That's no more the world of today, of yesterday. It's already different. None of us in this room does just go to a store to see a product, because you all go on the web. That's what they call the digital trend, and we are set to be able to go into this kind of scenario in a very propositive way, because that's one of the biggest opportunities that every brand has. Today you can assess consumer audiences in a totally different manner with different parameters, but with lower cost. So it makes really sense. You need to be better at defining your targets and your audience, but that's a huge opportunity. When I talk about innovative technologies, well, this is what made the success of Geox. We did communicate heavily the technology and the benefit of the technology. We are moving to innovative product stories and contemporary design. This is Nebula. You saw it there. This product is super successful. What does it tell you is that if you look at the outsole, it looks like a four-wheel drive Audi. And it does deliver about that, both in terms of performance and in terms of well-being. But if you look at that in a different way, is a refined, clean, and sophisticated Italian design style. Is the new basic that represents what this company is looking at. Another innovation, Nordplus. We went to study the needs of these people in Stockholm and Moscow to understand what they were really looking for, benchmarking that with the Kaizen approach, and then leaving our R&D department to develop an amazing, amazing innovation. Cesare will walk you through that, but what we did here is we call it thermoregulating outerwear. It's just probably the best solution for winter jacket you can find on the market today and I think even tomorrow. It's about an amazing technology that through ventilation allow your body to be properly thermoregulated when moving, when standing still, whatsoever. But look-wise, is a very clean and sophisticated Italian style. The fabrics we use are not technical side in sporty style. They are Vitalik Barberis Canonical Super Wool or Wool Ceramic with a hand that is similar to the high-end players of this market. Italian contemporary design, this is what we are already. This is what we communicate since 1 year. As you can see, we don't talk about a generation because it's a transgenerational. Style is not a part of course, we said we are not for cool kids or whatsoever. We are about standing still on our design. This is the expression, this is a catalog, it's something that was on Facebook, that is on the brand, but it tells a lot of the story about where the company is going compared to where you were used to in the past. Uncompromised sustainable quality. I want to show you a short video to let you understand where the company is going on this specific feature.
Our business was born from inspiration. From one simple idea, there's always a better way to do things. That idea is at the heart of our sustainable innovation philosophy. We call it Geox Inspired. Geox Inspired is the belief that a business is more than the product it makes. We can and should stand for something bigger than ourselves. It's the humility to recognize that we can't change the world, and the courage to try. Geox Inspired means being smart. We challenge, we rethink outdated models. we look for opportunities to make a better impact. To design products that work in harmony with people's lives and the world they love. JOX Inspired drives us to make shoes the right way. With consideration for the natural world, with respect for people, with an eye on tomorrow. Inspired is a mindset that's in each and every one of us.
Well, this is a lot about what the company is doing. We are to deliver high-quality products which come from fair work condition, advanced, sustainable, and environmental respectful productive processes. We are already doing it. There are many activities in place on this. For us, sustainability is real, is not a claim. We went through working on materials, on how we design the product, on the environmental impact, on the supply chain, on social, and on people and culture. Something that, of course, Emanuele and Fabio will talk you through, but one of the key things, for instance, is that one of the key issues regarding shoes has always been hazardous chemical substances in the processes of treating leather as well as in the process in the materials that get used to make the shoes. Now, we have been working with the TÜV SÜD, that is a German company. SÜD is because it's the south of Germany. And is the most qualified, is the world's leading technical service provider in terms of audit, system certification, and everything. They have been making the test and working with us on the full process. And as of fall winter 16, so the products that are going to store in June this year, every single product of JOX, every shoes, has been awarded with the TÜV certification. So we will guarantee the consumer the total quality in terms of chemical substances when we are the first one in the marketplace to do it. In terms of CSR, Fabio will walk you through that, but every supplier has been signing the code of conduct. We have been starting the audit with all of them. Will be completed by 2016 with Intertech, a totally independent company. Sustainability has been put as a part of the KPIs that these people had to work with in a co-evolution program to get to the ranking where the company do consider them good supplier or best supplier. Social, this is something I really like to talk about because it's something that do represent the most of the people in our company. Charity is an amazing thing, beautiful. Whoever does it, thanks God they do it. We wanted to do something different, because we wanted to say, what can a company do to be able to really improve life of people that are in need? So we have been focusing on creating a business model that melts profit with no profit, where in reality we is called JOX for Valemore. Valemore is a non-profit company that works with young people with intellectual disabilities. We have been teaching them how to paint fabrics, how to treat leather, and they've been working with us in producing the raw material. Then we did the shoes, we have been launching that on the market through our network. Now is the fifth edition we're doing that. It's done in Italy as well as in Spain, and we want to take it everywhere we can. As a take out of this, they get paid, so there is the first project that really works on labor inclusion. They get paid so they can aspire to a better life. Then we do specific shopping bags that are designed by a tetraplegic guy, by the way. The income of these gets invested in other job inclusion projects. We already did one that is a social greenhouse in Padova, and there are many other coming. That's a part of our willingness to make things happen in a different way. Seamless, digital, aspirational user journey. Love or hate, the world has changed. I told you already several times, the tipping point of the digital that happened over the past years is changing. Today, reality is no more real. Virtual reality and real reality are melting and will melt in a much better way. It's the biggest opportunity that everybody has. In terms of how we are going to communicate our product story, is totally different. Giovanni will walk you through that and will show you how we are going to do it with the example of Nebula, but also if the future in terms of vision, how we are going to look at Geox as a content creating company and a publishing company instead of just an investor to make things happen. So, in terms of brand evolution, we are moving from the shoe debris to an aspirational Italian style to well-being that do embrace and start from breathability, thermal regulation, ventilation, comfort, sustainable, real sustainable products, to performance aspect we never mentioned before, and to product content and storytelling. Now, we are moving from traditional to seamless digital and physical experience, from functional and technical to emotional, engaging, eye-catching content storytelling, from one way to relationship, from focus to aspiration-driven, and we are going to build an aspiration product and brand. We will. We wish, but we will. I can already see it happening. What does it mean to have a world-class brand? Top aspiration world-class brand means to have higher demand, higher perceived value, and in Livio terminology, higher average price and margin increases. This is the reason why we do this, and we manage this together with all the economics we did. So brand is done. Next chapter, business model. Business model has been successful, but as you saw, turmoil, U.S. dollar, the ruble, who knows what Russia is going to happen. All these things, love or hate, are a part of the reality, so we better live with it and find a way to turn it into an opportunity. We are not going to change our business model from being a specialist and focused, but we are going to evolve it. First of all, market focus. In Geox, we have very clear strategies and very clear investment, depending if we talk about core markets that are markets that have a high potential, where the brand awareness is very high, like Italy, Hong Kong, or Germany. Then there are the penetration market, a smaller market in terms of potential, but where the brand is really strong, like the Benelux, Greece, Austria, Singapore. And then there are the high potential market that we call the development, high potential. We talk about markets that alone can be bigger than what are really the core markets today, where we are investing. So it is China, it is Russia, it is the United States, it is the UK, that is a country that in terms of proximity is close to us, but we never really made it happen properly, and is Indonesia. Enrico Mora for Europe and North America, and Mauro Malta for Asia Pacific. We walk you through all the strategies that they are going to put in place to make things happen properly. Which are the pillars of our new business model? Up to today, we do a collection, and basically we go and sell the same kind of approach to everybody. Done. We are now going to have a very segmented offer and a very segmented distribution approach. Flexibility and efficiency. This is what I'm telling you in a minute how we're going to do, but it already is, as a matter of fact. We developed over the past 2 years a really strong retail organization. We know how to drive results at retail. It is not easy. We know how to manage space. We know how to manage planning, merchandising. In-season management, the most important thing in the world is in-season management. You need to know how you really maximize the one square meter you have on the floor by maximizing the best seller, removing the worst seller, and getting new injection during the season. We are getting pretty good at that. And strategic wholesale partners, that are the levers that we are going to use to be able to boost growth. Distribution, to make it very simple, the pyramid is the actual offer. Three main segments. Entry level will be removed from the collection and devoted just to key account mass specific project. What is that? Volumes opportunity. Pure business. We are not going to put this product anywhere else in the market, but we have key partners who are already there and using that, and the specific strategy is really paying back a lot. We have very good results on that. The core offer will be a little bit higher, but not so higher, and just not to threaten anybody, is already like this. So I'm telling you what already happened, spring-summer 16, we were growing 10%. Our current like-for-like is very positive. If you look to fall-winter 16, the backlog of the sales campaign, let's say, is tracking really in a good way. So already with this kind of segmentation, both the retailers as well as the consumer are not only accepting but endorsing that due to the fact that they found a product that has much more to say, much more value to them. Last part on the top, radical innovation special project, is the Nord Plus you saw. Nord Plus, those are products that are so breakthrough on the marketplace that they need to be glorified in terms of distribution communication. You cannot mix them up with everything else. So we have been creating a specific distribution strategy for each of the products, considering where this project can fit best in order to make a proper impact on the opinion leaders of this world. Flexibility and efficiency, what does it mean? We need to be able to flexible enough to catch market trends and reduce risks like inventory, not only ours, but retailers as well. We need to have a flexible sourcing platform to balance currency volatility, and we need to redefine the brick-and-mortar monobrand role because it's no more as it was just 1 year ago. Everybody says that the traffic is a problem of Paris and is a problem of the economic crisis. Nobody tells that the biggest traffic increase is in the e-commerce. So it's a pretty simple math to say that nobody can say what is going to be the end of this process, but there is an evolution where in reality traffic is just moving differently in a seamless way from the virtual reality and the e-commerce into the physical store. So we had to redefine the role. To catch the trends, we are already introducing, in the test phase, what we call the now products. Our products that are delivered and developed and delivered to the market with a fast lane approach and that has no inventory risk because get immediately inserted in our spaces. We have another part of the collection, what we call the core part of the collection, that is, they are our best seller. Basically, very easy things to forecast because it's more or less the same. We are at, these are 80% of our business. So we are going to have a totally different kind of supply chain. What Fabio is looking at is having a pull supply chain to be able to, of course, to react to trends properly. On the other side, gross margin is the key role. He is going to deliver the best gross margin and a service level who put the company and our partners in the opportunity to be able to catch up in terms of replenishment, the demand during the season. So, first of all, segmentation. Second, flexibility on the offer. Third point, sourcing. Fabio will have an extended presentation of that, but we have been reducing our sourcing in China. We've been increasing duty-free areas and Asian countries that have better cost. We are well set, probably more than anybody else in every kind of geography. And we've been doing a big increase in terms of sourcing in Europe through our Serbian plant in order to be able to supply the market in a different way. Monobrand store, as I told you, the role is changing. We have been changing the criteria with which we evaluate stores, not only in terms of forward contribution, but the role and the position it has in order to be sure that it is an investment that will pay back in an integrated, seamless reality. So we are going to have a further rationalization of monobrand store, both DOS and franchising. Not a lot. In reality, we will open even more, but we will rationalize. We are going to launch a new retail format that we are currently testing in 2017. And the key development of our retail strategy will be through branded space management, so the development of shop-in-shop and corner with key partners worldwide. What does it mean? Third part, retail business model to wholesale. We were used to make business model just for retail and just for wholesale. Now we take the retail business model through our key partners. Which are the outcome of this? Branded managed space, that means I will be able to see my brand properly presented in the best store, more proper store, well-segmented, worldwide, in a much quicker way. Full price sell-through focused. People need to make money. We need to make money at full price. So we are going to manage the floor in a way that we will boost the full price sales. Core Now product that I just mentioned to you, and in-season management. Now, several times people are threatened when I talk about this, but inventories are not a problem, are an opportunity. If we put inventory in every store, everywhere, then it's difficult. But if we try to consider what is already happening in the world via the e-commerce, via the web, there is a cloud inventory that can every single consumer can access to. So up to us, the new business model will transform, in terms of partnership, our stores and other people's stores in point of sales. And we will maximize the inventory through an in-season management where we're already very strong at, by maximizing the bestseller and removing the slow movers and selling that where they work. We are already testing it, and by the end of 2016, we'll be full operative. Key wholesale partnership. We already have key partners, of course. We are the best one. The reality is that we look to something more because we don't believe that you can work by yourself in such a challenging environment. If you want to catch the right opportunity, the big go with the big. So we need to find the strategic alliance to understand how to be better and better and how to perform together with them. We already started the circle, something that both Enrico and Mauro will talk you through. So what to expect from this new business model? This, first of all, what it is about is a segmented, full price driven and focused business model. We will foster growth. We will enhance brand and product presentation because today what you see here is not what you see in the market. But in 1 and 2 years from now, you will see the expression of brand at least at the level you see it here. We will have higher average prices, not because we just increase price, but because we segment and we will attract, and we already attracted different consumer in price level. It makes it very affordable, but very aspirational. We will lower the level of inventories, and we will deliver better margins. This is a time frame of this, how the new business model is evolving. Most of this is done during 2016 to be rolled out during 2017 and 2018. I don't put a Gantt because it would be really boring. So, what we did today? We built a solid foundation for a profitable, sustainable, brand-led, and market-centric growth. We are centric to the brand, and we are centric to the market. Okay? We believe that the current environment is so-called challenging. Of course, nobody can say what is going to happen. But we do believe that is the best time in terms of opportunities, and I think we are really ready to really catch them. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Cesare Franchina. I'm in charge to present you the strategy, the brand strategy. I just want to wrap up what Giorgio just introduced related to the brand. Three main topics that we will touch in the next 20 minutes. Breadability is our DNA, is what we stand for. How we were able in the last 2 years of our business plan to reinforce our credibility. And then the third point is which are the strategic drivers to fuel the business plan for the next 3 years. Our DNA, really clear from what Giorgio say, we stand for breadability. For us, breadability means also feel well, feel better. This is what we are actually doing through nice product. Who we are, just as more recap, innovators and extensive research through research and development department as well as also product to create breadability patents as well as also a comfortable product. We are an egg-confident brand. We saw the result from the BAV analysis that Giorgio showed us before. It is made by 4 pillars: quality, comfort, performance, and style. Those are the 4 pillars that make the Geox product through to our DNA. Our consumer, this is extremely important because we are a confident brand, so we saw what we were able to achieve in the last year. What is also nice is to see that we have a wide variety of consumer audiences, and we were able to double our Geox subscriber from 1.4 to 2.9. What is also extremely good is the fact that 41% of our business is coming from consolidated consumer, and this is extremely positive. This means that we are creating a strong loyalty brand. What is also positive is to say that between our core target, 40 to 60 is where we were focused on. In reality, in the last 2 years, we were able to achieve also a younger target from 30 to 40 years old. That is expanding the business on those areas, but then on the other side is also creating space for the new moms that are buying products for 0 to 2 years old kids. We saw this is really stick to our fundamentals, and we saw also which are the results that are coming back from the analysis. So our customers, who they are, what they care about. What do we do? This is extremely important. What are the main things that we develop once we think about the collection, once we start to design a collection? Everyday product, up-to-date Italian design means modern, sophisticated, with a clear attention on details as well as materials, but with an irresistible comfort. Irresistible for us means appealing to eyes, so I like it, but then also appealing to the touch. I feel comfortable, I feel easy, I feel really well. Every product that are coming out from our team, from our design team, has to respond to the checklist that you see on the left side of the screen. We do patents. This is something that is the signature for technology and the relentless innovation. There are not so many brands within the fashion, within the brown shoe segment, that are able to deliver patents as we are doing. This means also uniqueness. Uniqueness because what we are doing is not still existing in the market. Something new. A tailor-made product for a tailor-made marketing strategy and for a tailor-made distribution strategy. I just go through the first point, that is how we develop product. We are a family brand, but on the other side, we design, we talk about three different consumers that are men's with a specific project that is talking about innovation and performance, women's that is talking about innovation, but in a nice, in another way, that is design first and comfort. Third is about the kids. Innovation means fun and joy. In each market we operate. What we did more in the last year to increase and to enhance the value and the stature of our brand and to reinforce our credibility. Okay. Breathability is not just a membrane that is applied on the shoes or on our outerwear jacket. It is about thermal regulation. So every product has been designed to assure breathability, dry feeling effect through footbed, insole, lining, as well as the color that we have in our shoes. It's about performance that is creating a high confidence brand. It's about, as in the automotive, it's about grip and stability. But then on the other side, protect ourselves from unexpected conditions, so waterproof, and also with a comfortable feeling through higher footbed to assure a better posture. We talk about a superior comfort level. We are talking about consistency on fit. Now we have consistent fit across all the offer. We are talking about softer material with a warm feeling. We are talking about cushioning, super light, flexible, bottom, outsole, footbed, and ergonomical cuts and jackets. But it's also about quality. There is nothing right now that is existing in the market. That's why we created. This is what we call the GTI, is the Geox Transpiration System. This will allow us during every single step of our product development, as well also to check our production, that we have a higher level of performance in terms of breathability. We are talking about the monitor material, but then we will go through this also with our Fabio later on. But what is also important is what we were able to introduce, that there are natural chrome-free leather footbed and lining for our kids. That is something that right now there are not so many brands. Maybe there is just one that is able to produce an entire collection kit with chrome-free leather footbed. Unique design, few words, two keywords, that is fashion, matching, function. Those are the two extreme important elements. Sustainability, certified product life cycle, but it's also the way how they change our behaviors within the company. We're always taking care about the reduction of materials, use of the glue. What is not really needed to create product has been avoided. But what we did also is an amazing collection. The result that we saw before, especially on the position on the women's target, is because we are matching two things that are extremely important for women, as we introduced before, that is design, fashionability, nice cut. On the other side is the best in comfort. One is not sacrificing the other one. But those two elements are extremely important to generate a more consumer demand. This is why we are in the top in Italy, in the top brand, and we are within the top five within our core market. Innovative style on existing patent. This is also the way how we restyle our way to communicate the patents. We are enhancing and evaluate even more our core patent through a more appealing product. This is what we are doing, and we are generating a full year calendar that is ensuring that all this product will be presented across all the year. This is how we plan our calendar. This is just an example of what we already did for this year. We are already planning, we already presented, not only in terms of project, but also the next project that will come afterwards, the next 3 years plan. Two main drivers. The first, as Giorgio was mentioning before, for us is sustainability. We will talk about that across all season. The other one is about innovation. So presentation of projects that are nice product, across all season, to appeal our consumer and to engage our consumer consistently during all the year. Thanks to this, as you remember from the past presentation, we were saying that we were rebalancing the mix between the fall winter season of the past season versus the new ones. Here you see the result. We were able to shift the business in terms of units from 38% in 2012 of the fall winter season to 45% in spring summer, in fall winter 15. If we talk about volumes, in value, more or less is 50-50. So this is a good achievement, thanks to the way to plan all our project across all the year. Then we mastering on our core product. We have nice example. I think this jacket you saw also in the previous presentation, but it was also really presented in our marketing campaign thanks to Giovanni's activities. It is talking about a distinctive Italian design. Long-lasting product, collectible, durable. It's something that will live for a lot of time. It will be something that you will keep in your wardrobe. But on the other side, if you see the jacket inside, it's been geared to ensure that you have the best in terms of functionality as well as also performance. This is something that I'm really proud to show again because it's something that we left you last time presenting the Nebula. It was coming soon. It was an extremely important project. We were promising to create the precursor of a new product category, a four-season shoe, conveying all main relevant technology coming from our R&D department. It's been targeted for a contemporary walker, and those are the results that we have with Nebula. let's go how we will fuel the next business plan. So we will continue to work with project as we did with Nebula. That is just the starting point of our next plan. And, we start to work thinking about consumer-centric project. On one side, to reduce the risk. On the other side, is to create already from the beginning, as we did with Nebula, a strong storytelling already accepted and tested and approved by our customer. How we are doing it? With the reverse engineer process. So starting to work with the Kaizen Institute, what we are doing is we started to investigate and to understand which are the needs, tangible and intangible, all specific consumer target. Then, starting from this, we move to define the styling of our product, and together with this, matching the fashion style with the engineering of the product. Means that we move from the needs to present the innovative solution that is what consumer needs. Then we have two phase trials that are related to try product, try jacket as well as try shoes. We do internal wearing tests. Since we have a big network, we start to work within our network, but then we clusterize a specific consumer that we have in our paneling, and we ask them to validate our product. So once we go then to the marketing launch, we already have a true storytelling that we can present to our customer, and it's been already validated by them. We will present a product in through a pre-launch distribution segmentation. Then we will celebrate with the product launch. So this is the total approach that we had, the total quality approach that we started to have with Nebula. We will introduce it with the Nord Plus. It is the same approach that we are using for the upcoming projects. Which are the strategic drivers? If you go back to what Giorgio showed with the pyramid, these actually are the tools that we are going to give to our sales force and also to our communication department to assure that we can leverage our product to the right distribution as well as to the right consumer. Incubators on the upper part of the pyramid is what for us are important to showcase the next innovation. Accelerator, brand builder, and margin builder. This will help us to increase the average price in our core segment. We have Nebula, you know really well. We have Amphibiox. We have Sphinge, Formal Men's, Cuoio is the leather waterproof sole. Woman, the contemporarization of the women's style, as we saw before across all the different categories, reignite the lights. On the margins driver, the margin builder, we have a consolidated bestseller, our core, that we will work in a different way for the adults as well as for the kids. I just want to go through Nord Plus. I hope that we have the chance to see the jacket or also later on and to touch the jacket. It's a jacket that is a contemporary citywear design, but you can perform, you can be protected to temperature that are going from minus 5 to minus 25, but with the look not of a ski jacket, but a contemporary and citywear jacket. Let's see the video. Okay, this is Nord Plus. Together with Nord Plus, we are also introducing a new patent within the outerwear collection that is combining our regular inner breathing system together with a dynamic ventilation. So, four elements: protection, insulation, breathability, and ventilation. Extremely important, this is something that we will carry on. The name is Aerantis. Then, after the product that we develop specifically for certain kind of market, as we said before, then we move to NewDo, that is presenting our project on sustainability. It's about a product, consumer health conscious, so it's really a simple shoes, limited number of components, limited consumption of glue, an aesthetical design that it is extremely nice. You see also the sole that is re-evoke the earth. What is important is a shoe that has been made with a metal-free material and then with a 100% recyclable rubber sole and with the internal footbed in a vegetal material. NewDo. Then we move to the accelerator, so that what we use to drive the growth. We still feel that we have a higher potential in the Nebula. We introduce Nebula not only in the men's, we have it in women's and on kids, but then starting from the next season, we will use it also for our apparel collection. So it will be a cross-collection and cross-gender. Together with Nebula, we are introducing also Sphinge, that is a new product addressed specifically to women's. It's a new way to approach a walking shoes. So it's a new thinking about style, something that is extremely comfortable. It's the combination of the well-being together with the fitness, so extremely important. The performance of the shoes are the same that you have in Nebula. Waterproof, Amphibiox, cross-collection, cross-gender, still available with always refreshing colors and styles, all genders. Formal, it's extremely important. There is an expected increase of the volume, so the consumption, especially on the target of the men's from 50 to 60 years old, and we feel that we have the right product on the apparel as well as on the shoes to catch this opportunity in the market. Contemporization of the women's is what we saw before. We saw the result. Here you see also what is happening in terms of selling campaign on the wholesale, as well as what is also happening in terms of sellout within our retail network. So we are increasing season after season the weight and the result of this project. This is the same approach that we will have cross categories, cross genders, across collections. Acceleration kit. So we were talking about adult kids. We need to talk a different language. Innovation on kids is about play and fun. But on the other side, we need to take care about the other buyer, the other part, the other side of the moon, and it is the moms that they need to take care about the quality aspect. So what we are in also introducing something from the next season is something that we presented also in the kids. It's a new way to present a product on kids that is fixed lights that we will continue to carry on the innovation within this segment. Let's move it to the establisher, the margin driver, working on the consolidated bestseller, so extremely important on consolidated categories, and on the other side, working on our core bestsellers on men's that we are mirroring also in the kids segment. That is one of the new trends that for sure will be an opportunity to catch. So same shoes for moms and girls as well as for dads with boys. For me, it's enough. Leave the speech to Giovanni Peracin. Thank you.
I will be really fast, and I hope that I will make you dream about our communication strategy and what we are going to present now. So I will start in this presentation. There will be three main chapters. The first is about 2013-2014, so our history, what we have done in communication the last in 2013 and 2014. what we are doing now, what we have done in 2015 and what we are doing now in 2016, and the vision for 2018. So, starting from the past, in that moment we were really focused on communicating, first of all, the breathability at the center in every communication, because it's our USP, it's our heritage, it's our present, and will be our future. At the same time, it was important to show the new products, the new styles, and in a very good way. And there were new projects coming out, like Amphibiox, so we presented in a very technical way the Amphibiox project, because it was not only about breathability, but it was waterproof and a lot of other features. And for China, we had to rebuild the image of the brand. So, but we used to have a very strong endorser for 6 seasons, this Sun Li, an actress, a Chinese actress, and with very good results on that. And we start really working on the web with the social. So we put in the base for the digital-driven communication. Let's talk about yesterday and today, so 2015 and 2016. Giorgio said before, the world has changed. That's the reality. In communication, digital is changing everything, so we have to be really strong in understanding how to communicate in the right way to the right consumer and giving them the right content, because if you don't give the right content, the high-quality content, they will leave you. And there is an important thing that is about the touch points, that it can be the store, that can be the online search, that can be the website. You have to be really consistent presenting your brand and presenting your product. So it's about to be a multi-log where you have to communicate and interact with consumers that want to be active participants of this conversation. So we changed the marketing model because we said, okay, we have to really think about like a publishing company, Giorgio said before. We have to create high-quality contents for all the platforms where we want to be. And we have to really create high-quality content for with different messages for different audiences. So a big challenge, but we are doing this. And we are doing it a great way. We are really happy about it. We are really proud to present you what we have done. And what was really important, it's really important to do in the right way, is to be consistent in every touch point. We create a new communication platform that I'm going to present to you. And we are creating a strong community of people that really love Geox and love the idea of to have a brand that is taking care about of the healthy part of their life, and they want to change better their life. And at the same time, in terms of semiotic, in the language to our consumer, we are shifting. There is an evolution. We are shifting from a tech product communication to a more emotional communication. We don't lose the technology, but we put some emphasis on emotion, but because it's something that the consumer is asking. We will do this in, we said before, in core countries in Europe, where we are really strong, and we are going to have a very strong advertising campaign on Nebula that I will present to you. And we are creating a different kind of marketing strategy for the potential market, in UK, in US, in Russia, in China. So we said about, we were talking about to be a publishing company, like an R&D company, like a distribution company, and we are creating contents, and thanks to this content, we created something really amazing for us that has been the Breeze magazine. This Breeze magazine represents something really, really important because it can include all these contents and can give a little bit the opportunity to present the Geox brand 360 degrees, present the lifestyle of the brand, present the technology, present incredible story, real story, some example of real life stories of our consumers. And we have this in paper and in application in download that you can download from Apple Store. We can show really high-quality picture. We were talking about Italian design, amazing picture of our country with international people wearing our fantastic product. We were talking about different target audiences. Yes, we have to present not only the models that we are seeing in these days in Milano for the Fashion Week, but real people, real nice people that love our brand and can be really aspirational for all our audience. I would like to show you a video that is a mix of the magazine that you will see all the feature of this, our new tool. I really invite you to take the Breeze magazine that we have outside the cafeteria and or to try to download the app because it's really interesting, full of interesting content. We will talk about the consistency with these contents. We do with the same image of the magazine, our windows in the store. We create contents from the magazine, from all the activities that we do that are perfect for application, for our social media. And we are having very good results. Giorgio was explaining already, and we are really proud of the results in this, and we want to really do a lot more. For our relation, our CRM, our loyalty program, we are having incredible, how Giorgio said before, and we are really creating for each of our customers different contents. We want to build brand advocacy. It's important to talk with the opinion leader, yes. With bloggers, yes, of course. With influencers. They are starting using Geox, and they are really crazy about Nebula, if I can tell. And it is something that can really create word of mouth and is creating this kind of thing. In the new marketing model, we talk about digital. Yes, it's the center, it's the future, it's something where we are investing more. We have an incredible internal team. They're really strong focus on digital contents and in connecting with the most important platforms. And the key success factor is really give a message that the people can catch in 1 second. Because if you are not really strong, they skip, they go, and it's finished. So be really consistent and be very engaging with the consumers. For this reason, we created a strong platform of communication. This is Start Breathing. We will launch this. I have two examples. One is the new Do sustainable product that will be launched in April, and after we show you something amazing about Nebula. But the most important thing about Start Breathing is that we are inviting our consumer to start with us. We are not only saying that our product is breathe, but we are inviting them to try to start breathing, move forward, change their life, taking another route. And it's fantastic because it's really a call to action to do something more in your life. This is the example. Nebula is a new Do, the sustainable project product. We will be in the store in April with a different POP material, and I have a video of the presentation that will be in digital in April. Please, the video. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The second example that is really important for us because it will be a really strong advertising campaign of our iconic product, it is Nebula, will be launched next week, and I will show you an amazing video about it. We created a kind of creativity with the ranking of really iconic photographer and video maker from UK. So the first one is about the avant-garde, associating Nebula with striking avant-garde forms of movement, such as dance, and give it the expression to the exciting possibilities that can happen when you start breathing. This is the print campaign for female. He created really something for us amazing in terms of technology and in terms of emotion. That is something that we want to mix all the time. This is the male campaign, and this is the campaign for male and women, for men and women. At the same time, we want to create not only emotion, but to create the communication to explain the technology, to explain the originality of the product. So we went to this creativity too. So we'll be out in the same moment, the two creativity. But what we have done is in the key cities, we are going to have really strong outdoor because we want to be seen from the mainstream market in the street. And at the same time, you have some example how will be the campaign in the outdoor. But at the same time, what we want to do is to segment it, the different creativity for this different kind of consumer. We want to talk with opinion leader. We want to talk with fashion aware. We want to have a younger audience because Nebula is fantastic for younger audience. And we want to have the mainstream people get in touch with Nebula. So what about the implementation? We were talking about consistency. I don't want to go through all the presentation, but it's really important to have with Nebula the windows. It's really important to be everywhere in the platforms with different images for each different platform, for each different consumer and that we have in the platforms and in the web to mix the emotion and to mix the emotion and to show the functionality of the product, the technology, the breathability of this incredible product. In this site, we are going to have the community that is using Nebula. So it will be really a great opportunity to show in a completely different way the evolution of the brand with really an original and iconic product. The vision. To be a multi-log, multi-content for multi-audiences. Yes, for sure, it's really important, I said before, to engage, to be relevant, to create incredible storytelling, and to be emotional, to create sound, to create music. We are creating an organization internally to create fantastic contents for every collection that we do, because we are not talking about seasonal communication. We have to talk about monthly communication across all the touch points. So, to finalize, the conclusion is first period, contemporization of the brand, recreating the trust. The second period, from tech product-centric to human-centric communication. And the third period, multi-log, multi-content for multi-audiences to reach a seamless and omnichannel brand experience. I want to leave you with the fantastic advertising campaign that will be launched next week of Nebula. Please, thank you very much. Dip, Thank you very much. I think there is a coffee break, right?
Yes, 10 minutes coffee break, so please be back at 11:40. Thank you very much.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knock.
are over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to. A thrill that
sembra che sia arrivato forte il messaggio, eh?
Bene, thank you. So we are back. I warmly recommend to my colleagues to be very, very effective because you are guests. You are businessmen, but guests in this financial room. So at the end, the numbers, and they are waiting for numbers.
Okay. Good morning, and welcome back. Let me just give a quick recap of what we have seen so far in order to understand where we are going on. First of all, Giorgio told us very clearly about the vision and the strategy. After that, Cesare explained how the product embodies the strategy. Giovanni gave us an overview how we are going to communicate our strategy, the product, and how we are enlarging our community. Then, my time is to explain how we are getting everything into the reality in an effective and efficient way. Thanks to the fact that we reduced the complexity, we enhanced the quality, we implemented the collection, planning, and monitoring system, we perfected the designed cost, and we leveraged on innovation. So thanks to that, we built an efficient and effective engine. Now it's time to kickstart the operational part of the strategic plan in order to boost the sustainable growth. So we identify three different drivers: profitability, growth, and quality innovation. For each one of them, we fixed the enablers. So to get the profitability, we are working on efficiency. To boost the growth, we are fueling the return performance, and together we are securing the business with a localized approach. Last but not least, the quality and innovation. To enhance the quality and support the innovation, we are innovating the engineering process and to focus in outsourced performances. Coming from this kind of enablers, we are fixed the initiatives. Some of them are very short-term run, so they are immediate effect. Other of them are medium-term run. Let's have a look at that. So the short-term achievement, the first one, the profitability, we are really focusing on the material optimization in order to reduce the leftover coming from the prototype development from salesman sample production. On the other hand, we are going to improve the material certification process. Since we have a lot of material that are nominated, we are controlling all the process with our vendors. We are going to get to the market earlier with an approval process that is going to be quicker than the past. The growth, we know that we need to fool the retail growth without compromising the wholesale one. That's why we are implementing the new collection development model that is structured mainly three parts, as you already seen. We have the identification, clearly identification of what is which are the carryover articles and the NOS, the never out of stock article. Besides that, we are going early to the market with the core collection through which we are going to drive the margin and support the growth, both wholesale and retail. The third part of collection is the now product. That is the capsule, monthly capsule collection that we are going to meet at the disposal to the retail channel and even to our key strategic partner. There are capsule collection very close to the trend to the market, so we is catching trend product. They very develop very close to the in-store delivery time with a priority line process development. Finally, quality innovation. We are already starting with the developing our GeoXFit program through which we are standardizing our portfolio less. The less is the heart of the shoe that can guarantee a correct fitting. What we are going to do is to create a digital archive in order to guarantee to give a consistency to the market wherever we produce the shoes and wherever we sell the shoes. So higher control of quality during the engineering process. So I describe what we did. I describe what we are going to do in a short-term term. Now let me explain what we are going to do in the medium-term term. As far as the innovation is concerned, we are not just innovating the product. We are going to innovate the way we make it. Just let me present three of our project, the 3D Digital Hub. So we are going to change the engineering process, even both in design and in printing the outsole. It is going to give us three main advantages. The first one, we are going to strongly reduce the industrialization lead time, so profitability. Secondly, we are going to guarantee a quicker response in our product development. So it's a really strong support to the strategy of the now product. Third, that is maybe the most important one, I'm going to get a quicker, more efficient decision-making process to assess the real profitability of each project. So we don't need to make investment in order to understand if a project could be profitable or not. The second main project is the Glocal FIT program. I already described the GeoX FIT program in order to standardize our portfolio. Now we need to use our loyal consumer as a competitive factor to the market. So we need to collect all the biometric consumer data regarding the fitting and put in a digital archive and try to match this kind of needs to our portfolio portfolio list. In other way, we are going to understand that if we are matching the market requirement, because we are going to develop this kind of project in each strategic market in the most relevant shops in this market. So we are enhancing the in-store experience. We are for sure improving and to set in a better way our portfolio last. A third, we are creating the basis to grow in the e-commerce channel. Then, Geox is worldwide known as the shoe that breathes. Now, thanks to the analysis of the competitive contest and considering our state of art in terms of outsole performances, we are going to segment our offer in order to become a benchmark. We know that we can be a benchmark in the market in outsole, so we are going to make all the certification needs in order to put ourselves in the market as one of the main competitors in this kind of component where we are really distinctive. Finally, what I'd like that you bring home from my presentation, first of all, what we achieved so far. So we reduced the complexity, enhanced the quality, and ensuring appropriate specialization. Then in a short-term time, very reacting, since the world is changing, we are changing with it. So focus on profitability and channel growth with a particular attention to the retail, so we introduce the new business model. Last but not least, let me say what I already described you and what we like to call the added value project, and the real project that will drive our company to the future. Thank you so much.
My name is Fabio Sartori. I'm in charge of the operation. And now let's talk about the execution. The base of our operation, the supply chain excellence, is a three key pillar. The first pillar is the sourcing, the flexible sourcing, the solid sourcing, the sustainable sourcing. The second very big pillar is the best-in-class level of service. And the third pillar is the world-class quality. The first pillar and the flexibility of our sourcing strategy. We reduce and we move the China sourcing from 40% to 10% in the next 2018 expected. And in the same time, we increase the European production from 5% to 10% for 2018. And we start with the Serbian production. The goal is to arrive 50% in the next 3 years. In the same time, we increase the no-duty country from 8% to 23% of in the next 3 years. The sourcing strategy, we have the sourcing, the solid sourcing strategy. We reduce the cost and increase the quality and reduce the lead time. Another potential upside for the next is the elimination of the duty in the Vietnam production. Now we have 30% of our production is in Vietnam. The first, another very important pillar for us is the strategic sourcing strategy, and inside of the sourcing strategy, the strategic Serbian hub. The project or our plant cover 21,000 square meters, 1,250 people, and we have 11 lines, means 1.6 million per a year. We start with this plant, we increase the product know-how, and the focus in the formal and the amphibious product. We reduce the lead time, and we have the possibility to, in the few weeks, we produce and we deliver of the product of the customer. The competitive cost of the Serbian production to compare the China cost. And another big opportunity for us is to supply the Russia duty-free. Now, the situation of this plant, we have 8 lines ready and 850 employees inside of our plant. And the forecast is to arrive at the full production at the end of this year. If it's necessary, we have the possibility to increase the production to 30% of our production, total production, using the outsourcing in Albania, Macedonia, and Bulgaria. Another important point for the sourcing is the solid partnership with our vendor. All the our vendors signed the term condition and of supply and the code of conduct. At the same time, we start with the process of the audit process. We start with the co-evolution program. We analyze 4 KPI, the sustainability KPI, the quality, service level, and the performance and the cost performance. After the analysis, we decide with the specific vendor to improve the specific KPI. And we support our vendor to the production planning with the team of the local supply chain. The last very important part with the sourcing is the sustainable sourcing. We start with the audit with the independent certificator Intertech Tech. At the base of our audit is the environment impact, the social impact, and the workplace health and safety. The second very big important pillar is the strategy of the service level. We implement the KPI system for each operation department. We increase more of 10% of on-time delivery compared spring-summer 16 to the fall-winter 16. And we start to implement the new system, the new demand and production planning system to improve the forecast accuracy. We start to integrate our supply chain with the supply chain of the vendor, and increase the objective is to increase the performance. We implement the local supply chain team near to the vendor. In the graph, you see the level of service in the last 2 seasons and the objective for the next 2 seasons. The third important pillar is the quality assurance approach. All our shoes are certified by TÜV. TÜV guarantees the quality of our product process, the process inside of our vendor and our shoes, and the substance used. Starting next June, all our shoes is TÜV certificate, the TÜV certificate. The guarantee of TÜV mark is respect for the environment, product comfort, the consumer health, and the safe for the child growth. The last part for the quality is every single part of the process and the product process and inspection is controlled. We control all the material, all the specification, all the confirmation sample before the starting production. And when we control the activity inside of the process and we control all product before of the shipment. And when we receive the product in the hub, we control statistically the product. We analyze all the return product and the when we define immediately the action plan to modify the process, modify the material, and solve immediately the problem. Let me remind the 3 key big pillar for the operation. The sourcing strategy, we have the sourcing strategy to reduce the cost, increase the quality, and reduce the lead time. The level of service improve on-time delivery. And that we have implemented the system to guarantee the quality in the product and minimize the market return and increase the customer satisfaction. Thank you so much for your attention.
Hi, everybody. I'm Enrico Mora. I'm in charge of wholesale and retail in EMEA and America. I will walk you through quickly to the results of the past 2 years that we have just been enjoying before quickly walking through the strategy and then disclosing the target of the next coming 3 years. Wholesale results. We have enjoyed the growth of 11% over the last 2 years, average growth 5%. Footwear has been performing with an increase of 13%, and average growth of 6%, while ready-to-wear has been growing by 23%, with an average growth of 11%, considering only the comparable categories. I remember, for the sake of everybody, that in 2013 the company decided to dismiss the total look ready-to-wear adult, and all the ready-to-wear for kids. So we have been back to growth as promised. We have been establishing a channel tailor-made organization, which has been proven its effectiveness as we were growing in every single channel, 20% on the key account, 1% on the independent, and 34% on the web. Let's move to what we have done in retail. As anticipated during the last business plan, we have optimized our network, retail network, closing 350 stores. We had 212 openings. On the top of that, we converted 100 franchising into 100 DOS. This rationalization of the network allowed us to have an LCR network. The like-for-like has been 8.2 in 2014. 4.3 in 2015, and was much higher through October when we faced the challenging that Livio has explained this morning. Franchising is growing 5.6 on 2014, 3.9 in 2015. We were able during this time to reduce the markdowns, meaning selling more at full price and discount less, which is one of the key indicators of the healthiness of the brands towards our consumer. E-commerce, fastest growing segment of the market, 34% increase on sales, average growth 16%. Today, the e-commerce is representing 15% of our market share, which is good. We have created an HQ organization and a county organization dedicated to the e-commerce. Our geos.com has been growing in a significant way, plus 149 in terms of revenues, with an average growth of 58%. I think it's important, and over last year we had over 8.3 million unique visitors on our website. You are probably more interested to know about the future, so I'll just summarize what has been happening over the last 2 years. Very good performance in footwear, decreasing the number of franchising, increased, offset by the increased number of DOS. Performance already to wear good, but not to the level of completely offsetting the missed sales due to the discontinued products. I will walk you through our mission in wholesale, retail, and e-commerce. In wholesale, we want to exploit the full sales potential in every single market we operate and in every single channel we operate. We want to become the preferred wholesale and franchisee partner for the trade environment, and we want to maximize our multi-channel distribution in order to be prepared for an effective, impactful omni-channel strategy as of 2018. retail, our mission is to be customer-centric. Customer is at the center of every single operation we do. We are talking about visual merchandising. We are talking about store concept. We are talking about service of level in the store. We are talking about assortment, all what a customer can feel and see windows when you open the store door of our store. We have set up a better business model to deal with retail. Giorgio has been walking you through this morning. One of the things that I would like to say, buy less and sell more, which could seem only a slogan, is not the quantity of the inventory, but it's important the quality of the inventory. It's important that in the quality of this inventory, we will have products which are much delivered in a much faster cycle, much more closed to the actual trend in order to have our store to enjoy and take advantage of the latest trend. Core product are going to be fully replenishment, and the in-season management will maximize the slow seller and diminishing the impact of the slow seller in order to optimize the inventory at the store level. This will turn immediately into increase full price also and higher profitability. For e-commerce, we want to become a destination shoe and apparel brand for e-shoppers. It can seem a big statement. I think we have been dealing with e-commerce not only as a cash cow. We didn't only work in e-commerce, considering the e-commerce as a volume booster, but we are dealing and treating this very important channel in a strategic way in order to build a sustainable growth over the next year. So partnership with e-commerce key player, so a tailor-made strategy for the channel, and an outstanding consumer journey, both in our website and in the website of third parties, we think that we can be a great player in this channel. Our strategy is now tailor-made by country, and within the country, it's important to identify the ideal channel mix. Country are of different level of maturity. Channel mix, meaning wholesale, retail, DOS, franchising, web, etc., is different in terms of percentage by country, and we have to fine-tune our strategy with a sales, specialized sales force to and with a channel-led assortment. Wholesale retailization. The pillar of the wholesale business plan is taking basically the DOS franchising concession and geos.com, which is the retail, the wholesale in terms of independence, key account, mass contemporary, and e-commerce, create, find key partners. Giorgio was saying this morning, the big go with the big. I would say also that the best go with the best. So we have to select our best partner in every single channel to have dedicated, branded area and to express our retail know-how, so our retail structure, in order to have the consumer feeling the same experience in our store, in a franchising store, on our website, on the website of third parties, and in every single shopping shop and branded areas that we can have. It's a way of developing retail with a higher flexibility, utilizing and maximizing the traffic of our retailer, their know-how, and our know-how altogether. So new buying model and in-season management. Two different strategies for footwear and ready-to-wear. They are not at the same level. Footwear is going to happen, so the alliance with key strategic partner, collection and distribution segmentation, finding the right market priorities, the right channel mix within the market, exploiting every single gender, and retail to wholesale or wholesale retailization as the new business model to deal with wholesale. Ready-to-wear, we are at an earlier stage. We need to focus. We had a lack of focus or not enough focus due to the time and to all what we have been doing in the company. Is the next big growth opportunity, specialized sales force, finding retailers specializing in ready-to-wear, covering the key markets, covering the key cities, and make a partnership with brand builders and volume drivers of the ready-to-wear environment. The drivers of the retail business is customer centricity. I've been already talking about the new business model. We went also
I think we have a new retail business model which will, at the end of the day, enhance the profitability of a business that is over 50% of our global turnover. 3-year targets. First phase was to set the channel, to set the business model by channel, to make it effective then. Now it's not anymore one size doesn't fit all. Now this channel strategy has to be taken into consideration, considering the different size and the different potential of the market. Core markets is markets where we have a big market share and a bigger, and the brand is well known. The brand awareness is very high. We are talking about Italy, France, Iberian, and Germany. We can gain market share. The markets are shrinking, but we can get bigger in those markets because we are performing extremely well and we are extremely strong. The penetration market, Belux, Canada, Austria, Greece, Switzerland, we have good market share, important market share. We are growing. There's a potential to grow. Those markets, they are not as big as the one I've mentioned before. We have a separate strategy, but we keep growing there. We have three main goals in terms of developing market: Russia, UK, and US. These are three huge markets in which the competition is very strong. The market have a huge potential. The company so far hasn't been that successful. We just chosen three markets because we think that every single one of those three markets will have to have a dedicated, implemented strategy tailor-made to be successful, and we think that is going to be our future, an important part of our future growth in those markets. We have put it in place and set the right organization. We have the right people in place in both of the three countries. Russia is at a little bit more grown up stage because the organization was in place already last year. We are now ready for US and UK as well, and we are sure that we will get satisfaction out of it. You are probably interested to know some numbers, and therefore, I don't have any video, I don't have any picture, but I can give you some numbers. We are growing on the wholesale. We expect to grow by 27%, with an average growth of 8%, moving from 326 million to 437 million, important growth. The retail, we think growing in the next year by 13%, an average growth of 4%, moving the retail from 480 to 560 million. The e-commerce, again, not only treated as an opportunity, but in a strategic way as a channel, moving from 60 to 90 million with a growth of 66% and an average growth of 16%. Altogether, the area of EMEA in America is meant to grow from 800 million to 1 billion. The growth is important. Why do we feel confident that we can do it? The same growth rate that we've been enjoying the last 2 years. We have a new business model in place for retail. We have a new way of approaching wholesale. We have a huge ready-to-wear opportunity to catch. We have three big markets in which we are very small that can grow. We had a spring-summer 16 selling campaign, which was pretty positive. And we are 80% done on the fall-winter selling campaign. We cannot disclose the number, but so far it looks pretty good. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Good afternoon to everybody. My name is Mauro Malta. I'm taking care of wholesale and retail in Asia Pacific. The purpose of my presentation will be to complete the presentation about commercial strategy, so complete the part already done by Enrico. So first of all, let's go through the agenda. We have 5 points to touch. The first one is going to be related to main strategy for Asia Pacific. the second one, I would love to give you more details about our new partners in China, in mainland China. Then I will disclose some numbers in, about our target, business development target till 2018. Then, as already done by Enrico, a chart about the key markets, so our focus in the coming 3 years, and then finally business plan targets. So let's go quickly. Main strategy. Our strategy will be on retail based in, on building up an excellent retail model. So we will work on improving KPIs for delivering both top-line growth, but we will be very, very focused on improving the profitability. So the bottom line is very relevant for us. And we will work through any part related to retail for achieving this target. On top of that, let me mention that e-commerce is very relevant. We have untapped opportunity in Asia-Pacific. For instance, we are going to open our own website, and we will continue to strengthen our collaboration with marketplace all over Asia-Pacific, because this is a very relevant part of the e-commerce channel. Then, once achieve the excellent retail model, we're going to extend this strategy on our distributors, because as you may know, in our market, it's very, very relevant the monobrand channel, so we're working with distributors all over Asia Pacific. What about wholesale channel? Of course, we have an opportunity to strengthen our distribution network, especially in mainland China, and we will talk about that later on. And we already identify which are the most important market in Asia Pacific, so of course China, South Korea, and Indonesia. Then allow me to spend some words about the new contracts that we just signed in China. First of all, those contracts are very relevant because we chose to work with big-scale retailers. So first of all, let me mention the agreement with the Pusheng Group, so we'll know as also as YY. They are, a very, very solid company, very big retail in China. They are specialized in shoes, and they will help us to develop in second, third tier, and fourth tier city all over mainland China our brand in the coming 3 years, working on both online and offline channel, and developing both women and men's collection. The target is to open more than 200 monobrand shops and almost 200 multi-brand shops. So this is going to give you information about the scale of the business. Then on top of that, we had some novelty to our strategy in mainland China, and we signed a very relevant agreement with Good Baby. So Good Baby is a company, as mentioned before by Giorgio, that will be listed at Hong Kong Stock Exchange very, very soon. It's, once again, a very big retailer, once again specialized on shoes, and very, very strong on distributing kids product. So their target, together with us, is to open more than 200 multi-brand point of sales in 3 years. Summing up all I just said about business development, I would like just to point out that in terms of DOS, so our own network, which we manage in Shanghai, Beijing, Hong Kong, Macau, and Japan, we will open 40 point of sales in the coming 3 years. So we will be very selective. Of course, we will be focused on both Shanghai and Beijing as a priority, and we will choose to open corner in department store mostly because the corner in department store is giving us the opportunity to have less requirement in terms of CapEx and having a very flexible cost structure because there is no fixed rent, but just variable rent. Then what about the wholesale channel? Of course, we see that our target is very ambitious, to open 700 point of sales in the coming 3 years. This will be done together with our new partners in China mostly, but also in Japan and in other countries. This is going to bring an advantage for us, covering effectively the territory. Of course, we won't have an equal effect on the top line because we're talking about mostly corner in multi-brand shops for both men's, women's, and kids. Key markets. I will go very, very quick on that. For us, a very important market such as Hong Kong, Shanghai, Beijing, and South Korea, where our market share is relevant and already the brand awareness is relevant. We have also penetration markets such as Singapore, where, of course, market share is relevant, brand awareness as well, but the potential of the market is not equal to the previous ones. Then on top of that, we have main focus will be on development markets. We mentioned already a lot China. And then also we believe Indonesia could be a main focus in the coming 3 years. Last chart is related to numbers. So, given our strategy, we are committed to achieve in the coming 3 years an increase of the top line equal to 42% with a CAGR of 12.5%. We strongly believe that this target is achievable given a specific strategy on retail, so achieving the retail excellence, working with key partners in Asia Pacific, and then extending our retail strategy on the wholesale channels as well. I finish. Thank you very much.
Thank you to the management team. We have been more or less on time. I know you have plenty of ideas and plenty of projects. Thank you for your patience to have heard all these presentations. So just to help you in rationalizing all the information, presentation will be available in the website in case you want to go deeply into details. In case you need the additional information, Marina and myself at your disposal for any doubt or question you may have. And in case you want to discuss strategy or business model, we can also involve Giorgio. This can be a first quick guide to rationalize all the information we have received and link to the business KPI. So my last presentation is quite short. A clear set of targets in mind, we want to make Geox a billion euro company, hopefully a 1.1 billion euro company, with an enhancement in the profitability to 10-11%, at least with an average growth of 22%. Number of Geox shop will increase thanks to the new development areas. The path of 2018, flexibility to react, so in the first 2 years of this new equity story, we have secured the business. Now it's time in 2016 to build the new, to implement some enhancement in the business model in order to deliver gross margin expansion again, to impact the profitability, to increase the profitability again in 2017 and then accelerate in 2018. Key assumption, top line healthy growth over the period. Sales should grow at 7.5-7%, but in any case, we put a bracket because we will see the reaction of the market. Let's analyze the growth by region, Italy, 3% up, Europe, 5%, driven by the positive like-for-like and also by the clear market strategy split by country. Americas, we expect a solid growth, double digit, driven by the wholesale in Canada and especially in the USA. In the USA, the new management team is in place. Now we are waiting for the delivery of the results. Asia and rest of the world, we confirm our plan to open 40 doors in Shanghai, Beijing, and Tokyo. There is a important news, the intensive rollout of the offline business development. In China, the new partners, Good Baby and YY, will add 700 new doors to target 1,100 total doors wholesale. And also we will see an important e-commerce development. And in some countries, we are confident that we will develop the brand in, like South Korea, Singapore, and also Indonesia. By sales line, footwear, big expectation to add 150, 200 million of sales in a couple of years, in 3 years, and also apparel will contribute to the growth with a different strategy. We will create a specialized sales force. We will be in touch with the ready-to-wear specialist with a strategy to cover the key cities in key markets and also to have alliances with the ready-to-wear brand builders. So wholesale expansion in apparel is our target. Wholesale, 9% average growth, driven by the retailization of the wholesale, branded space, level of service, focus on sell-out, to gain market share in core markets, to increase penetration in developing markets, and to develop new markets, like, as I have said, the US, China, UK, and others. Retail. Let me elaborate a little bit on retail. Geox.com expansion, positive like-for-like. Don't be afraid if you see some quarter with net openings, some quarters with net closure. The important thing is that the store footprint in Europe has been executed. So it's the normal management of the chain. We want to enter the age of performance in retail, so focus on profitability and cash flow. There is still room to optimize the network portfolio in order to increase the average profitability of the chain and to have an intelligent substitution of that turnover with a profitable wholesale turnover. A different story in Asia and in the region driven by distributors. There we are growing our network, as already said, and consequently we will touch 210, 230 shops. Franchising business model, focus on performance. A slogan could be buy less, sell more, like in 2015. The focus is on increasing the share of volume sold at full price to increase the inventory turn in order to decrease the risk of overbuying and the risk of markdown during the sales period. We assume a positive like-for-like, 6% for DOS for a total growth of 19%, 5% in franchising for a total growth of 15%. The improved performance of retail should drive to an average markdown reduction, 2% in DOS and 3% in franchising, that has to be considered as increase to the retail margin in addition to the increase of the industrial margin. Gross margin, you are very interested in this. In this chart you can see the 500 gross margin expansion that we delivered from 2013 and 2015. In November, we announced a gross margin dilution due to the US dollar of 200 to 300 basis points. We have been able to mitigate 65% of the impact, because 20 big figures was a lot. So at constant foreign exchange, we would have surprised you with a very solid gross margin expansion this year. 2016, in terms of margin expansion, is a transition year. We will start again to deliver gross margin expansion starting from 2017, and the minimum goal is to match the 51.6 of 2015. As you can see, in any case, the healthy growth will allow the company to increase the value of the gross margin as announced in November. CapEx, store footprint in retail has been executed. Consequently, the company is already beyond the peak of a CapEx cycle. We will invest this year 38 million, 3 million, 4 million to complete the rollover of the Serbian plant, and then 35. In retail, there is an important news. This year, we will finalize the new store concept, and consequently, starting from late 2016, early 2017, we will implement the rollover, the refurbishment of the network, and this will allow the like-for-like to grow. Consequently, as you can see, we are investing more or less the same amount of D&A. Operating working capital. Our assumption is that we will maintain a working capital percentage on sales between the floor of the efficient 22% of today and the cap of the target we said, 25%. So we will maintain a strong commitment on working capital efficiencies. Before to open the Q&A session, a final remarks from Mr. Polegato.
Nel ringraziarvi tutti oggi, penso che vi abbiamo presentato un futuro. Vi abbiamo presentato un'azienda preparata, o perlomeno che si sta preparando, per quello che sarà il mercato del futuro. Vi abbiamo presentato un management, parte di questo che ha passaporto italiano, o una formazione anglosassone. Vi abbiamo parlato di progetti che parlano non solo di scarpe, ma che parlano di una società moderna. Vi abbiamo presentato dei progetti di sostenibilità e per una compagnia mondiale è fondamentale questo. Vi abbiamo parlato di tecnologie che migliorano la vita. Io penso che nel mondo nuovo della globalizzazione questi sono i concetti fondamentali, non solo per il nostro settore, ma per l'intera industria. Vi abbiamo parlato di una comunicazione che è stata studiata per parlare a un pubblico mondiale. Tutto questo grazie anche ai consigli dei nostri super consiglieri, membri di board che lavorano con noi. Lasciatemi dire, io sono fiero di questo paese, ma deve aggiornarsi. Credo, come già detto, che la strada giusta sia questa, la strada moderna e del futuro. e scherzando, che non è proprio uno scherzo, a tutto il mio staff, appena finito, gli dirò: mettiamoci in macchina, naturalmente dopo aver risposto alle vostre domande, per andare a Montebelluna a lavorare. Grazie.
We can open the Q&A session.
Se ci sono.
Salve.
Ovvio che ci sono.
The first question is on the full price strategy. My point is if you can give us the status of the art on the full price, what you are expecting, the improvement and the targets in this side.
Well, in terms of sales, we're talking about expanding the share of full price sales to the market. Now, there's not a specific target that can be considered valid for everybody, but let me say that to increase between 5 to 15 basis points is very much realistic in a period of one and a half year. Meaning, if you talk this through a full price, you say it's 50%, we do expect to get to 65. If it is 60, we do expect that. I think there is huge room for improvement. This is an industry that always had a pretty traditional kind of approach to this. And there are, of course, best case that clearly showcase how to manage in-season management that can really boost through in a full price in a meaningful way.
Your agreement with suppliers, you told us you are changing something very considerably, and also into the working capital needs, you've shown a very good improvement. My point is, if you can elaborate a little bit on this, the kind of agreement you are achieving and the duration, and if you can see any issue on the timing and on the cost side inflation.
Well, in reality, we've been streamlining the number of suppliers. So already now what the operation department was delivering is, of course, a concentration in key suppliers, where we do operate being probably the biggest share of their production needs. So they are absolutely linked to us 100%. In terms of the approach, the difference is that In the old times, companies used to go there and produce a product and then move into somebody else when the cost was, of course, cheaper. When Fabio was talking about co-evolution program, this is exactly what it is about. You basically sit down once you define the supplier that is in the proper platform in terms either of sourcing cost or kind of specialization they have, and you start working with them, delivering a program that gets monitored and driven by our technicians there, and it takes the supplier to the next level working with the company. They are set to be long-term kind of supplier, but we do not have an exclusivity contract for something like this. Okay?
Alexandre, BNP Paribas. Looking what you have done and you plan to do, it looks like you are now ready to really improve the brand perception in the consumer space and probably to address new consumer segments and categories. Is this something you plan and you are ready to manage?
Well, to say that we are ready to manage everything, it would be just a line. The reality is that we are already targeting new consumers. We are already getting new consumers into our products and into our brand. The opportunity right now, thanks, of course, to the e-commerce, is much bigger than what we used to have. Yes. Anyway, the answer is yes. We are planning to get... I'm sorry. I'll take it here. I'm planning to get really to the next level in terms of getting new audiences of consumer into the brand. We are ready. Where we are not yet ready is to see in 6 months all the space at retail in terms of brand managed space really done in a perfect way. But we are currently working in terms of execution to be able to make it happen properly. As I wrote you before, I explained to you before, we take 2016, we are testing the different model, the kind of operation. The key point for us is that we already had the know-how because we managed so many stores everywhere. So the shift will be much quicker than anybody else because it's going to be managed by our retail organization at floor level.
Just a follow-up on this, and probably I touch a sort of a sensible point in the sense that probably you are now able to address more sophisticated consumers. Usually the approach is they don't like to match the logo, and so I think it's something relatively sensitive. I guess particularly
that's a wonderful thing.
Polegato. But I see you are creating, let's say, sort of sub-brands like Amphibious, Nebula, and this is, I think, a very good way to address this topic. So do you plan to do more?
I can tell you that you have been touching a very sensible point, because when we talk about even Italian design, we talk about basically a no-logo kind of strategy. So the reality is that the key difference compared with the sport industry is logo-driven, 100%. We don't come from the sport. We come from, and we want to drive elegance and Italian elegance throughout our products. So already today, if you look at our products, the logo is minimal. In the formal business, there's no logo. So you can find the logo basically inside the shoes, as everybody does. But we do consider that like a point of distinction. And even the fact that when you talk about the most sophisticated consumer, we've been targeted with products and projects that have the specific name of the specific name of the project itself, just like North Plus. You can see there is an NP, it's North Plus. The philosophy in terms of branding there is that we want to be much more than what the other people did in the past, me as well, just like creating the first line, the second line, whatsoever. We want to create a very special project, and the name of the project will drive the consumer advantage in a very unique way. Inside, you can find that there is the Geox technology, and that has two main kind of side effects. The first one is that you are able to enter with a very sophisticated product in channels and to consumer they usually don't enter the brand. Second, we are going to have Geox product inside that people will start appreciating in the long term. So that's the strategy, of course, of creating an aspirational brand.
Hi, good morning to everybody. Andrea Bonfa from Bancaletti. Very quickly, if you can elaborate a little bit what's the impact of the relief of the duties on the Vietnam imports in 2018, which according to a rough calculation should be 1% EBITDA margin, if I'm correct. And if I understood correctly, the gross margin minimum threshold of 51.6, is that for 2018 or 2017 also? And the third one, I'm very impressed from the North Plus initiative. If you can elaborate what's the relevance between your main initiative compared to Nebula and others in terms of potential additional sales. I was also impressed by the retail price of the product. If it's a little bit temporary or what's your thinking behind it? Thank you.
Okay. So, sourcing strategy. You have seen the slide. We canceled the numbers. We set the numbers because we consider this as a very important confidential information. So, in any case, you, Marina, can send you, as analyst, this number. Vietnam, yes, this is a very important part of the flexibility in our sourcing strategy. China will just count for 10% in 2018. Vietnam, 30%, because we started this journey when the no-duty regulation
should have been put in place in 2015, then moved to 2016, and then to early 2018. So today it would have count 12 million. In 2018 it could count more, given the fact that we are moving more production, because in any case Vietnam is offering quality and more competitive costs compared to China.
A good question. It is approved.
It has been announced.
It has been published. Do you want me to tell you that we have the guarantee that they will do it? Hopefully not.
But in any case, it is strategic to be in Vietnam because Vietnam is, let's say, a Chinese colony, because Chinese now establish factories in Vietnam, so they have the know-how with lower cost, because it is are the supplier that follows the company in their needs to maintain some level of margin. Otherwise, they will lose competitivity. In any case, they are losing because, as you have said, you have seen also Euro production will grow from 4% to 10%, excluding our plant in Serbia. And in our plant in Serbia, we are going to realize at least 15% of our production. Maybe in the future we can also increase double shift. We are ready also to build another factory close to the land. So the important is to be ready, to be flexible, and to move the geographical footprint of our production in order to react to U.S. dollar. 51.6% in 2015 is the target, the minimum target for 2018, because fortunately or unfortunately, we work from 9 to 12 months in advance. So what we did last year is 2016. In a month, we'll have finished also the fall-winter orders collections. So what we are doing now, what we have seen, will deliver results early 2017, with the spring summer in the first season. So we want to increase. Another important thing, in my opinion, is that, sorry, Giorgio, to say this, but I think that the company has been a little bit prudent in transfer to the consumer the pressure on cost. Because, you know, it's important to test the reaction of the consumer, it's important to test the behavior of the competitors. As a matter of fact, spring summer 16 is up 10%. As of today, we have in our hand 75% of full winter backlog, and consequently, the mix is even better than expected. So in November, I said 200, 300 basis points. Now I would say 200, 250, and we are still working to mitigate this impact. So I think that according to what we have seen, this company has room to gross margin expansion again.
Going to your question on Norplus and Nebula, this is one of the real peculiarities of Geox compared to the most of the other companies. We have a very, our product development has a specific department on real R&D, so we do have a set of projects that we do consider to be breakthrough project for the next years. And we start working really with the methodology that Cesare explained to you and Emanuele, by envisioning this, analyzing this, and developing through co-partnership and co-developments different kind of technologies, new realities. It comes to a point, there is a full set of calendars through 2020 in reality. Okay, so we are ready to boost innovation as the key pillar of our brand strategy. Out of this, there are projects that once they get developed, we decide how to really position them or how to test them. Nebula has been, anyway, does not have the price, of course, of Norplus, but had a 20% higher price than the average price of Geox. We tested that in our stores first. We have been analyzing how to make it happen, and then we launch and roll it out. So, and this is because when you work on innovation, you need, of course, on one side, to have the liberty of dreaming and creating something new. When you come to Norplus, Norplus is just like a concept car. It's amazing. You cannot find in the market any product But I'm not talking from just from the sport industry or the technical industry. I talk also from the fashion industry and the high-end industry that is even close to what the product can perform. And I bet on you because we do real benchmarking, so we bought the product to the others. We know one by one how they do perform in different conditions. The price we're pricing there, in reality, is lower than the price that I would love to price it, if I had to be honest. But that's an item that is there to be something that stays with you for the next 10 years. It's not a product that is considered to be a high consumption. It's a top, top quality kind of product with incredible innovation, totally not existing in the marketplace. So, first of all, I would never position it lower because I would never do it by definition. I think there is a real added value. But again, out of that product, just like in Nebula, what happens is that you create such an innovation and then you really drill down part of the innovation in the different kind of product area that allows the full category or the full kind of collection to rise to the next level. So it is really the, how do you say, is the real anticipator of what the company is going to do in the future. And again, if I look to the product, and I love products in general, I do guarantee you that the price is not high. If you sell it into a geo store, it will be high. We won't. It will be sold through a specialized distribution or totally different caliber. Did I answer you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Good morning. I have two questions. One is on the U.S. market, if you can spend a few words on the strategy which should drive the growth acceleration in the next few years. And secondly, about China, if we might use, let's say, your retail operations as a benchmark for the success of the brand, also through the new distributors you engaged. I was wondering if you can give us an update on how your retail is performing there. Clearly, we know that the environment is very challenging now, but just to have a most recent update. Thank you very much.
Okay, regarding the United States of America, now, I do believe that whenever you set a goal, the first thing is to understand which are the internal conditions that you need to be able to operate successfully in any kind of place. When you talk about the United States, you talk about one of the most sophisticated and competitive markets in the world. And the company had problems in the past, so we had a totally different kind of approach from any Italian company. We have been looking for American specialists that are top managers that come from a specialized company or the industry. We have been setting up, we have been completing basically the setup of the organization by the end of last year, and is now bringing to life the new plan. It will be a half of a marathon. I wouldn't say a sprint, I wouldn't say a marathon. But let's face reality, when you go in a market that is so sophisticated and used to many good players, if you want to build your difference in a proper manner, it's a step-by-step kind of approach. If you tell me in terms of the kind of channel we're aiming to, is wholesale, and wholesale, brick-and-mortars, and in particular independent, and of course e-commerce. Those are the two key channels that we aim in the first phase to be able to chase in a proper manner. And the reason why is that if you go into the States, it's pretty different from the European market. The real independent network are the real specialists, so are the most recognized ones. While in terms of adoption, if you want to position proper brand, you first get in the specialist, in the independent, then they get into the department store and all the rest around. So is a little bit inverted compared to other realities, but this is the kind of strategy we're doing. Regarding China,
okay, the performance is positive, double digit in China, is quite flat in Hong Kong. So Hong Kong is still under, let's say, a weak retail environment. It's important to say that regarding the business model, that we are shifting from a very centralized channel management to a different way to approach markets, because we need to push to foster growth. Consequently, we are going to have at least three big regions, Europe and the EMEA, North America and APAC, and there we will build a retail excellence center, especially in APAC, because the most of the business driven by retail. Also, our distributors manage Geox under direct operated stores, let's say franchising-like. So we will support them in order to try to transfer what we have been able to transfer to our franchisee in Europe, also to the distribution in the Asian market.
Anyway, you spotted the point. We are going to use our retail center in Shanghai as well as in Hong Kong in order to drive the same kind of approach that we showed you before for our distributors.
In case there are no other... Okay. But just I want to just to give in any case the information. Take it as it is. We need your support. We have deposited the list of the participants downstairs at the shop today, next week, next month. We would appreciate if you could, having seen the strategy, you could select one product, try the product. You are allowed to try the product, and then let's give us the feedback. It would be very important for us, Norplus or Nebula, and Giorgio will be happy to answer.
Very happy. Very happy.
Sorry.
Andrea Randone, Intermonte. My question is about your online strategy. You are targeting a big increase in this channel. Is this including just retail revenues, or also you are considering a growth in the wholesale space online?
No, both. We have a very successful owned and operated through a third-party reality e-com, Geox.com, as well as Enrico and Mauro were explaining, we have really strong partnership with the key players in most of geographies. We are among the top three brand performing in basically all the e-commerce platform.
If I may, just another quick question. You already answered to several questions about the price point. Can you just summarize how do you see competition with this slightly upgrade of your price point? Is this changing something? I'm just referring, okay, this won't be a large part of your business.
It is not.
Okay, but maybe with the shoes, you are addressing probably a repositioning.
No.
The higher category?
We are going to improve the mix inside the price point that we do already cover. So the weight of the single price point will be lifted up. How do you do that? By reducing the number of offer in the lower price point and increasing the one in the middle one. But we talk about one price point of difference that is anyway covered for the specific distribution channel with a special kind of program done directly with them. So, because we really want to segment the collection, but in terms of our price points will be pretty stable in terms of availability. The key point is in terms of how we are going to display the product in a better way. Today we are really experiencing a very nice increase in terms of sell-through, so that is a key point. Considering the competition, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
just to end, price gaps globally are a problem for you? Like, I cover a lot of
China.
Names in the luxury sector, so the high U.S. Well, dollar created a...
Well, today, no, we are aligned, let's say, in Asia with the key players of our segment there. We are a little bit cheaper than the biggest one, a little bit higher than the lower one. Having said that, I do expect that by moving to a very real market-centric kind of approach, pricing in China will be different in the future. But because it changed the kind of metrics, they will do it. Today, they were all pricing very high because anyway, they were not good in managing inventory turns and all the rest. People were able to pay five times as much. When you talk about the luxury item, the reason why they are so impacted is that you could buy the same kind of product in Europe or on the web or on the sales for five times less price. So was not genius to reduce by 10% the price in China, I have to say. Let's face that we are not in that in that kind of business. We are in a business that is a much more affordable business, so for sure we are higher than the price that we have here. We will have to really adapt to which is the new reality of China market. It's probably one of the most exciting evolution that we will live during the next years. Yes.
Hi. Considering that the channel mix is not changing significantly between 15 and 18, can you remind us, please, which is the profitability gap between wholesale and retail now, and how do you see this gap going towards 2018, please?
As of today, we never disclose the profitability by channel because we consider our segment information by country and by product. But just to give you an answer, wholesale is the most profitable channel, and consequently, our target is to grow retail due to performance, like for like, to grow wholesale both for performance of existing customers and adding new doors. Consequently, the mix in the next future should move in favor of wholesale, and consequently, this increased weight of wholesale will improve our profitability.
There is one thing to say is that the core of the strategy, that is what we say, to bring retail in wholesale is about that. In the future, again, there will be a seamless kind of reality, as we said, and the branded spaces, the cooperation and the alliances with key wholesale partners will allow us to have a retail operation, but at their costs. That's a key difference.
Any other question? Enjoy the light lunch, and thank you very much for attending this important investor day for us. Thank you very much.
Thanks to all of you.